Welcome to Faye's Knowledge. If you're interested in learning about business, marketing, and personal development, this podcast is just for you. And I say it's just for you because in order to fail, we have to be willing to try. And once you try to do things for yourself, now you're learning and gaining the experience for yourself, which turns into knowledge. So this is the right podcast for you if you're looking for business, marketing, and personal development information, because now you have a chance to learn from others that have been through what you're currently going through or currently having experience, and this is the place for you to grow and develop to help become the best version of yourself. Subscribe to this podcast, and if you really enjoyed towards the end, leave a comment on your biggest takeaway from this specific episode, so that way we can deliver more content, more audio, more videos that can not only help you in your journey but can help propel you. And by propel, I'm actually saying that can help grow and push you forward in your journey. Again, welcome to Failure's Knowledge. Enjoy this episode, and please don't forget to subscribe and wait towards the end and leave a comment about this specific video, your biggest takeaway from this.
Welcome to another episode of the Failure's Knowledge podcast. And if this is your first time here, go ahead and hit the subscribe button. Today we are talking about how to use podcasting for business. And one thing that I used to wonder is that How is it that podcasting can be a business, and how can you even make money from it? So in this episode, we're going to talk about the benefits, the pros from using a podcast to grow your business. Not only grow your business, but to attract more customers. There's going to be so much information in this video. So if you haven't got your pen and notebook out, go get that pen and notebook, because we're talking about how to use podcasting to help your business grow and really attract more customers and really make the impact that you're looking to make. And so my name is Terrell Humphrey. I am the host of the Failure's Knowledge podcast, and we're going to talk about how to use podcasting to help your business grow and have more customers. So let me go ahead and pull it out. Get your notebook out. I'm getting my notebook out so I can write and demonstrate everything that I'm speaking about. And it's going to be a great episode. It's going to be a phenomenal episode where we go over on the steps to follow to use podcasting for your business and how you can really start doing it today and attract more customers. Not only attract more customers, but have more people learn more about your business and everything that you are doing. So go ahead and get the notebook out. I'm setting this up right now. For those of you that's joining today, let me know where you're from. Let me know where you're tapping in from. I'm in Tampa, Florida. I'm in Western Chapel, and we are really focusing more on the podcast business and how to really grow it, how to really use it as a tool. And it's really this podcasting is a tool. Podcasting is like a strategy that you use in case you need to pull it out. A lot of times, a lot of business owners are not even using the tools that they have available to them. And so we're going to go ahead and get it started. Let me go ahead and write this down 1 second. Hold on. All righty. Thank you, dear. All right. So what we're going to talk about is how to use podcasting as a business. I'm going to go ahead and write it right here. How to use podcasting for business. All right, there we go. I'm not even sharing my screen. 1 second. Boom, there we go. How to use podcasting for business. 1, 2, 3. All right, so most importantly, I learned this over the last half a decade, and I didn't really understand like the importance of podcasting until I started learning the business side of podcasting, and it really like taught me different ways and a different approach to go about podcasting. And so throughout the years, throughout time, and I was discovering like more about what I wanted to do, how I wanted to go about helping others, you know, build their confidence for themselves, I didn't recognize that I was already doing that through the space of podcasting. When people come to me and say, "Hey, Terrell, I listened to your last podcast episode and you have made a difference in my life because you gave me a different point perspective to have. The perspective that I gave, I didn't know I was helping someone, but I knew I was helping someone, if that makes sense. And so what that taught me is that you never know who's listening. Oh, I'm not even sharing my screen. You never know who's listening. And in other words, you don't know who's watching you. You don't know who's listening to you. You don't even know who's supporting you until they start to raise a hand and say, hey, I've been watching you for X amount of time. I did a podcast webinar to help leaders launch their podcast with confidence. And one of the attendees that was on the training, she literally stated that she was watching me for 5 to 6 months. And I was blown away because I wasn't even expecting that type of response. I wasn't even expecting that the person who was on there, that the one of the attendees that was on there, that they knew who I was. I wasn't expecting that. It's the unexpected that matters the most, because the unexpected will eventually say, you have helped me do something. You have helped me overcame. You have helped me be more confident. You have helped me do something in their life. But not understanding that your voice has power, that your meaning has a message behind it, that the podcast can help you grow your business, is because people are always listening to you. Somebody is always listening to you. And until you launch your podcast with confidence, there's no one listening to you. See, I believe that the most powerful tool there is the podcasting, because you have a space to create, you have a space to help, and you have a space to attract more customers. If you're a leader struggling to get more customers, I guarantee if you start launch your podcast with confidence, you will have more customers, because people will start to come to you because you have a platform. You see, it's not the fact that people are not listening to you. It's not the fact that there's no one watching you. In fact, I'm going to try to draw an eye is a consideration of watching. You know, I wasn't good at art. In fact, I don't even like art. It's too much creativity. I digress. There's people watching / listening. And this right here is unknown until someone announces that your podcast has helped them. You see, at the Failures and Knowledge Podcast, not only are we helping leaders turn setbacks into success, we are preaching what we are practicing. And over the years, over the last couple of months, I was inconsistent with the podcast because I had to really figure out, what am I doing? Okay, well, who am I helping? What am I serving? And who am I serving? How can I go about serving them more often? And I did a speaking engagement in Cleveland. And when I did the speaking engagement in Cleveland, I gave a presentation, but the presentation that I gave, it was around helping leaders build culture through podcasting. And I know and understand that when people listen to other people's podcasts, they start to say, I didn't even know that about you. I didn't even know that you did that. I didn't even know that you like those type of things. Nonetheless, I thought it was around culture. I thought it was around team development. I thought it was around building a team up so that way they can pursue a particular goal and mission. In reality, when you use your podcast as a business, you're not only using it as a culture, you're using it to make connections. You're using it to make a difference, and you're using it to make an impact. You don't make an impact until you start sharing your voice. You don't make an impact until you share your message. You don't make an impact until you perform when there's no one in front of you to listen. You see, many times in life, it's just understanding that the tool that you have. That shout out to my guy Rigo. I just thought about this. I've been calling him Handyman Rigo. because he told me that he does a lot of handyman jobs. And when I noticed that, I say handyman Rego. Every time he posts something, I say handyman Rego. Every time he communicates something, I say handyman Rego. You see, when you have a podcast around your business, people start to learn more about you. When you have a podcast around your business, people start to understand your mission behind your business. When you start to use podcasting for your business, people start to say, I didn't even know this about this person, and I want to do business with them. You see, I went to a marketing class a couple weeks ago, and they say people do business with people who they know, like, and trust. In fact, I went to two different ones at two different days and two different occasions. Nonetheless, when people start to know you, they get more intrigued by who you are. When they get intrigued, they want to learn more about who you are. When they learn more about who you are, they become customers. You see, having customers from your podcast position you differently. The way it positions you is as an authority in the space that you are in. See, I'm in the podcasting space. I'm in the podcasting industry. And if I teach about podcasting, if I talk about podcasting, if I'm conducting podcasting, then I'm a podcaster. So many times in life, there's so many challenges that we face. But to be clear, it's the main priority, because how do you know that you are coming off as someone who's clear? You see, I give you another prime example. Hold on, let me bring my screen back up. See, I give you a hold on. I got to turn the screen now. I'm getting into it today. If you haven't yet, make sure you hit that subscribe button, hit that follow button, because we're talking all about all things through podcasting, how to launch your podcast through confidence, share your story, and attract more customers. So hold on. Hold on. Okay. Mike, what's going on, brother? Yes, sir. Appreciate it, man. So when you use podcasting for your business, people perceive podcasting as like this, right? You got your podcast, you got a person, you got your microphone, you got person. Hold on, I forgot the legs. There we go. You got person, right? And this right here is called a conversation. And the conversation leads to business, and business leads to connection, and you're talking for 60, around, let's say, average of 60 minutes. If you're on someone's platform for 60 minutes and you are answering questions, they are answering questions, y'all having a conversation, well, that conversation just strengthened the relationship. It's not the fact that the relationship is not strengthening. It's more so that, let's just say, a stranger meet a stranger, and let's just say I meet a stranger and I ask them to come to the podcast. I know nothing about them. I have no idea who they are. If they're in business, I can read their shirt, I can read their truck. In fact, I actually did this. And when I asked them to come on to the podcast, here's the thing that a lot of people don't understand. This connection leads with value. That connection leads with value. And not only does it lead with value, you are asking them like, hey, if you're in business, I want to learn about your journey. I just want to ask you a couple of questions to understand more about everything that you're doing. It lowers the barrier of someone who's trying to sell someone, because if you come off with value of saying, hey, I have this podcast, And we talk about, let's just say, the Failures Knowledge Podcast. We speak about how to help leaders turn setbacks into success. Well, if I share that with someone who I just met, they kind of have an idea of what the conversation is going to be about. Nonetheless, as I'm talking to them, as I'm learning about them, as I'm understanding more about their journey, their setbacks, how they got successful, and how they start to really perform in a way from their failures, you start to understand that your podcast is more than just a podcast. Your podcast is more than a conversation. Your podcast is a place for people to come and share their expertise. And now the barrier is lowered because you got a chance to learn about this other person. You gave this person a spotlight. You see, let me show you something right quick. Where my remote at? You see, right now, I got the spotlight on me. Hold on. I got the spotlight on me, right? So if I turn the spotlight off, the camera is a bit dark, right? You can see me, but you can't see me as much as you can see me when the lights are on me. When you spotlight somebody's business on your podcast, you are spotlighting their story. The difference between the podcast and just selling is that you are conversing with this person. You are learning this person, and you're giving them a spotlight. You see, a spotlight only comes when a person with the podcast turn it on. Many times in life and many times in business, it's creating that space to lower that barrier. And then when you lower the barrier, then you ask, like, hey, I help leaders launch their podcast with confidence. Have you ever just considered launching your podcast with confidence? What I'm testing, what I'm discovering, what I'm learning now is that if I approach the conversation via podcasting, then, hey, well, this is what we do. We help leaders launch their podcast with confidence. And if you ever would like to launch a podcast with confidence, you've been on it. And I'm not going to say that. I'm just, you know, communicating right now. But it's more so a painting that picture. There's this guy that's going around on social media. He's an art teacher. And he can really draw. He can, when I say draw, he can see a blank canvas. Last video I saw, he drew like a candle with like clouds in it, and it was really good. Nonetheless, as he sat down and explained, like, well, today we're going to be drawing candles, or today we're going to draw a candle. And he drew one candle, but the picture was so great. The blank canvas, the blank piece of paper that he drew on, He created a picture which helped him paint the picture of a candle. But if you don't have a vision of what you're going to create, it's like you're just talking, you're just winging it, you're just going for it. But when you use podcasting for your business, people can start to see the journey of what it takes to get to that level of expertise. Me, on the other hand, I can't draw that well. Y'all done saw my pictures. Hold on. I draw stick figures. I don't draw, you know what I mean? My mom can draw. I digress. It's more about identifying when you create that space for people to come and share about their journey. They start to share about their journey and say, I feel seen. They share about their journey and say, I feel heard. They share about their journey and say, I don't feel judged. Being in business is a hard thing to do, especially when you are discovering yourself, when you're learning yourself, when you're discovering the business that you would like to have. When you get an opportunity to share your expertise, people start to say, wow, I didn't know that about you. When you use podcasting to build your business, you're using podcasting to build relationships. You're using podcasting to spotlight other business owner stories. And when you use your podcast as a business, you're using it as a lead magnet. Hold on. We getting technical now. So when you lead with value, you have to have something for people to say yes to, without even worrying what the yes will lead to. Hold on. Let me turn the page right quick. Okay, hold on. So you got podcast. You got table. Oh, am I still on? Oh, you can't even see it. There we go. All right, so you got podcast, table. All right, cool. Put podcast. I told y'all I can't draw. For those of y'all that's listening, I just drew a picture, and it looked like a podcast. And you know, I got stick figures on there, but it ain't nothing too crazy. So when you have the podcast is more than a convo. Is more than convo. What it is that you're creating the relationship. People do business with people who they know, like, and trust. If you're talking to someone for 60 minutes, you start to know this person. If you're speaking to someone for 60 minutes, you start to like this person. If you're speaking to someone for 60 minutes, you start to trust this person. Because you're talking to this person for 60 minutes. And I was at this event. It was the... What was it? The... Small Biz Expo. I think it was called Small Biz Expo here in Tampa. And there was a podcaster there, Small Biz Podcast. And when he set up his podcast, he had so many people come on. I was one of the guests. I came on, you know, shared about how to turn your podcast into a business. And it surprised me. He had all these different people coming in, all these different business owners coming in, all these different leaders coming in. And he was like, well, so how do you have a business around podcasting? And as I'm answering the question, he said, because I'm trying to figure that out by myself, for myself. And I'm confused. I'm like, wait, hold on. I thought you already understood the business of the podcast. So wait, you're telling me that these people just coming on, like everyone just coming on just to come on? What? It blew my mind. It was a great podcast, great episode. Nonetheless, it blew my mind. If you don't have nothing to offer, if you don't have nothing to sell, if you don't have no way to make money, how are you in business? I did a podcast with Dr. Russ Barnes with Citro Solutions, and he proceeded to say, "You're in business to make money. If you're not making money, then you're not in business." And I'm like, well, how do you know you can make money from the business that you're in? And he proceeded to explain it. And I actually got to upload all the previous podcast conversations on my new YouTube. However, the lesson that I've learned from that is that you have to have something to sell. Using your podcast for business, if you already have something to sell, it makes it easier to present it. Let's just say I want to sell these lights, right? And you come on to the podcast and you experience the podcast. The lights are off right now. The spotlight is off. And when you sit down in this chair, the lights come on. Boom, boom, boom. And we're talking for 60 minutes. We're talking. And then I say, hey, you ever thought about launching your podcast? And you'd be like, yes. And I was like, and then I proceeded to ask, do you need, you say yes. Then I proceed to ask you, do you have any lights with your podcast? Or how are you recording your podcast right now? And then you proceed to explain. But if the value wasn't there beforehand, not to say that you can't sell. I'm not a good salesman. I'm not going to say that. I'm not even a great salesman. Nonetheless, when I started to lead with value for the podcast, selling, or what I'm starting to learn is that offering is less overwhelming because I led with value first. And I'm testing to see what's working, what's not working, however, I'm leading with value first. So even if you don't become a customer, you're going to always remember the experience of being on the podcast. One day you're going to launch a podcast. And I literally remember when I started this journey half a decade ago, I was in California. I was in the Marine Corps and I had just did a Juneteenth speaking engagement. That was like my first speaking engagement I ever done. And during that time, I was missing a tooth. I have an implant right now, but I was missing a tooth. And I was like, all right, cool. I've been podcasting for some time. Let me go and speak. So I went there and I went to go speak at the presentation and it went good. I think I spoke for like 4 or 5 minutes. There was an artist that came and his name was Judah. He was around the same age, maybe a little bit older, not that much. And when he started to sing, for some reason, I get like whenever someone has a camera, my attention goes to the camera. And when it goes to the camera, I'll be like, I wonder what they do. Yeah, the artists, they're cool and all, but I'm looking at that camera. That camera, first off, it looked expensive. I don't know how much it was, but it looked expensive. And so when he got done performing, he got off stage. I said, man, would you be open to doing a podcast, bro? He said, yeah. He said, man, I got a flight tomorrow, so I got to leave out. I think he said tomorrow, like, let's say tomorrow at 7 p.m. And I was like, for real? I was like, you'll do it? He said, yeah. I said, bet. Say no mas. Say no more. I'm going to be here. And I think we did the podcast around like 10 o'clock in the morning. It was great podcast. And during this time, I had a little small little GoPro. I had a little cheap microphone. The audio was horrible. I need to find that video. If I can find that video is going to be so great because that quality, the quality of the video wasn't as great, but the quality of the conversation was phenomenal. But here's the thing. This guy who was an artist, who was known in making music, I asked him to do a podcast. He said, yeah. And for 60 minutes, we got to having a conversation. As we was talking, as I was learning, the relationship started to build. And so right after the podcast, you know, I said how they had a flight later on that day around like 7 o'clock in the evening. We literally hung out the entire time before they left. And I was like, and I'm reflecting right now. I'm like, why did that happen? How did that happen? Oh, because I led with value. Oh, because I led with value. The guy who was holding the camera, he sent me a message a couple months ago. It was like that he's about to launch his podcast. And that's when it hit me. I'm like, oh, people are actually watching. It's not the fact that people are not watching. It's just that when they feel like launching their podcast with confidence, they start to say, hey, I'm about to launch my podcast with confidence. And I just thought about this. I'm going to actually reach out to him after this podcast episode. I digress. That goes back to the first point. You never know who's watching you. You never know who's encouraged by you. You never know where your customers are going to come from. But when you have a podcast and you're producing consistently, you never know who you're going to inspire. And then they start to ask you, hey, man, I'm trying to launch my podcast. What do I need? Now, you're the expert because you're the one that just launched your podcast. You see, it's kind of like a ripple effect. It's kind of like when you start to launch your podcast, people start to say, I feel seen. I feel heard. And then they start to say, I want to launch my podcast, or I want to do business with you, or how can I learn more about you? You see, there's so many ors. Because when you learn how to launch your podcast, here's what you're really doing. You're learning how to share yourself. You're learning how to share your expertise. And you're learning how to create a space where people can come and share. You see, when the spotlight is on you, when the spotlight is on you, the spotlight ain't that bright. But then when you launch your podcast, you create that spotlight for other people. When other people start to see that you're creating that spotlight for others, they start to say, I want to be on that as well. And when they say, I want to be there on that as well, this is how you attract more customers. It's not the fact that your podcast isn't making a difference. What it does is that it positions you as an authority. People want to do business with people who they know, like, and trust. But for them to know, like, and trust you, you have to be willing to launch your podcast with confidence. There's so many people that's waiting to learn from you, that's waiting to be inspired by you, that's waiting to be a customer from you. And what I was missing a couple, even to this day, like I had some people reaching out to me to be on a podcast, but I didn't respond back because I'm like, I'm trying to figure out what to offer, what business to have. Not to say that I don't know what I'm doing, but recently I started to really figure out, I'm like, wait, hold on. I'm creating that space for leaders to come and share their expertise. Not only am I creating that space, I'm creating opportunities for new customers to come and find their expertise. And I was like, oh, I wish a light bulb can go off right here. Bing! It was like a light bulb came off. Bing! Because the podcast, the Failures and Honors podcast, is more than just a conversation. It's a place where people can come share their expertise. And customers start to say, I didn't even know that about you. For you did that? You failed that many times? But you didn't give up. I did a podcast last Wednesday. And shout out to Steven. He was driving on the side of the road. Oh, not on the side of the road, but he was driving. And I looked at his I think it's called like a decoy on the back of his truck. And I just called him. I just randomly called him. I said, man, I'm in traffic and I'm right next to you. And I'm seeing, you know, I see that you're in real estate. You're in the mortgage space. And I have a podcast. In fact, the name of the podcast is The Failures Knowledge Podcast, where we help leaders turn setbacks into success. Would you be open to being on the podcast? He said, yeah, man. He was like, man, I'm about to go to my office right now. I was like, bro, if you don't mind, like I'm literally right behind you. I can just follow you and we can meet in person and we can go from there. I did the podcast with him last Wednesday. And when I did the podcast with him last Wednesday, here's where it like, bing, that's the light bulb. Bing, that's the light bulb. Here's where it made sense. The experience that he experienced on the podcast, he referred me to other people. And I was like, huh. I guess what I'm actually saying is that the podcast actually makes a difference, especially when my focus is to highlight the leader journey, everything that they've been through. But what I'm learning is that people just don't refer people to other people if they don't know, like, and trust them. So it's not the fact that your podcast is not lunch yet. It's more so that, what is it called? Word of mouth. I think it's called word of mouth marketing, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, word of mouth marketing. And I was like, well, I was talking to somebody. Who was I talking to? I was talking to somebody. And I referenced that. I was like, well, I'm starting to learn more about the word of mouth marketing and how to get into it. Because I'm around like the digital space, like the digital podcasting and social media things in the nature, but primarily podcasting. And When I said that out loud, here go another moment, bing, that bing was like, oh, you're actually making a difference. You're creating that space where people can come and share their expertise, and you're known as the podcast guy. Man, I was just on this podcast, and they really highlighted my story. You should go highlight it. You should go check it out. And then when I create when the trailer is created, it's when you use podcasting for your business, you're not using it just to have a regular conversation. No, you're using it to really make your customers and their clients and their partners and their relationships really be established, really be built. Because if you're talking to someone for any amount of time where it's just you and you and y'all talking, you start to learn more about the other person. But when you create that space, people start to say, you should go learn more about him or her. And I was like, oh, here go another moment. Bing! That's when it made sense. Your podcast isn't just a conversation. Your podcast isn't just a piece of content. Your podcast is not just an audio content. Your podcast is something that makes a difference. Your podcast is something that makes an impact. Your podcast is something that helps you get more customers. The customers that you're getting, you don't even know where they're coming from. I got emails when people are reaching out to me, I guess agents or whatever cases, they're reaching out. And they was like, well, my client is this person, and I go looking, well, I'm like, how y'all find me? I literally asked that question. I had a call with somebody who was like, that they want me to be on their podcast. And I'm asking questions like, how y'all find me? Like, where y'all find me at? And it was like, well, they use AI and all this stuff. Well, yeah, but how? They don't tell me how you found me. What did you put in? What did you find? And I didn't recognize failure. Or failure is knowledge is a form of being resilient. or being, what'd it say? Resilient. Resilience. Yeah, resilience, And I was like, no, it ain't, it's not resilient. No, no, it's just, you know, how to turn failure into knowledge, you know, how to turn your setbacks into success. Here go another moment. Bing! I wish I had a light that comes up every time I did that. Oh my goodness, that'd be hilarious. I was okay. In high school, I was never good at English. I was never good at identifying what word was like an adjective, what word was a verb. In fact, I'm still not that good. However, I'm learning. So the synonyms and antonyms, I know the difference between those. Synonyms are the same words. Antonyms are like words that are different. And so the being resilient is a synonym of turning failure into knowledge. And I didn't recognize it because I thought it was an antonym. I thought it was different, but it's not. So when she kept referencing resilient, I'm like, why you keep saying that? Why? That's not what my podcast is about. It's not what the platform is about. That's not the message. But then I start to really deep dive. I was like, hold on. And I looked it up, the word resilient. In fact, the word resilient, hold on, let me see if I can pull it up right quick. The word resilient means, hold on. All right, the word resilient means S-I-L-S-I-L-E-N-C-E. Excuse me. Meaning. All right. So the capacity to withstand or to recover quickly from difficulties, semicolon, toughness. The next episode is the ability of a substance or object to spring back into shape. Well, not that one. The first one. The capacity to withstand or to recover quickly from difficulties and toughness. Now I'm about to look up definition of failure. Definition of, let's see, turning failure into knowledge. Okay. Turning failure into knowledge is the process of reframing setbacks as opportunity for growth by analyzing what went wrong, identifying the root causes, and using those lessons to improve future actions. And so I'm gonna go back to the other one, and it says the capacity to withstand or to recover quickly from difficulties. And I'm like, what? It blew my mind when I start to understand I'm using podcasting to grow my business. There's so many different things that you can do. There's so many different ways that you can communicate. But as you're communicating through podcasting, just know that you never know who you're going to reach out to. You never know who you're going to connect with. You never know where your next customer is going to come from, because they can come from locally. They can come from a different state. They can come from a different place. I literally look at my data and my analytics, and it's from places that I've never visited before. You never know who your message is going to reach. But when you launch your podcast with confidence, your podcast will reach someone. But before it does, you have to be okay with starting where you are at. Everyone has a starting point. Everyone has to go through the phases of figuring out who they are. But if you're a leader who has a business, you have to start. You have to start using your podcast so that way you can build more relationships and have more customers and have more people learn about you and really make a connection with you. Bishop T.D. Jakes just launched his podcast again, or another podcast. I don't know if it's another podcast, but it's called The Next Chapter. Me and my wife, we was watching it, and he was like, yeah, the next chapter. Like, every time he was talking, the next chapter. And I'm like, if he has the courage to launch his podcast, despite him already having an audience, okay, the process is the same for everyone. You have to start recording your episodes, start publishing your episodes, just be more consistent. He has a team. He has so many different things that a new podcaster probably doesn't have. Nonetheless, the theory is the same. When you're launching your podcast with confidence, you have to know that there's someone willing to listen to you. He been in business and ministry for a long time. But what I'm saying is that you never know who your message is going to reach. And to add podcasting onto his platform or to his business again, or I don't know if it's again, but to add that shows that he's staying up to date with times and not letting times knock him out. You see, let me go back over what we just went over. So how to use podcasting for business. You never know who listens to you. Always find a way to communicate in a way where you can attract new customers, where you can share your story, and where you can really grow your business. People who are watching, who are listening, you don't know. You're not going to know them in the first place, but you have to be consistent so they can learn more about you, so they can know, like, and trust you. And when they do that, you start to really have conversations, and the 60-minute conversations build business connections and lead with value. When you lead with value, you be more memorable, because people are actually saying, like, you should go check out this podcast because they live with value. I don't know if they say they live with value, but you have to position yourself as someone who's leading with value, and your podcast helps you do that. And lastly, your podcast is more than a conversation. Your podcast is a way for you to have more customers, for you to share your story, and for you to really make a difference for those who are willing to listen. Listen, if you enjoyed this episode on how to use your podcast for your business, let me know in the comments your biggest takeaway on how podcasting can be used to attract more customers. And let me know and what your thoughts are, and I'd love to read it and love to engage with it. Until next time, make sure you hit that follow, subscribe, and really engage with the conversation. We are going to be talking about podcasting, on how to launch your podcast with confidence, so that way you have the proper steps to launch your podcast, to share your story, and attract more customers. I appreciate y'all. Until next time. That was good.